This is Our Auto Expert,
where 2 million people get their automotive daily download.
Now, here's your international automotive anchor daddy, our auto expert, Nick Miles.
Oh, welcome back to the show. I enjoy this once a month because we have a friend that joins us to talk about various things around the auto industry. And if there's one person that's as mentally afray as I am, it's Aaron Gold, the senior editor at Motor Trend. Aaron, the last time I saw you was at the VW Buzz reveal.
Yeah, it was great to see you walk. It's funny how, I only see my friends like thousands of miles from home, but right. Yes.
So you have been driving a Nissan that you may have poo-pooed in the past, but not anymore.
I might have, yeah. So if I can give the background to it, at Motor Trend, of course, we do long-term vehicle loans, and one of the things that kind of sets us apart is we assign our long-termers to individual people rather than just having them as like pool vehicles for the office like we did at Automobile. So the vehicle I requested was a Nissan Frontier, which is a little awkward because I may have written some critical things about this truck when it came out because, you know, in terms of cutting edge technology, the Frontier is a little bit behind the curve, and the curb as well. There may have been a line about, you know, did they drive a Ranger or a Colorado, but it's a very good workhorse. We found that out. And as you know, speaking of horses, my wife has them.
Yes. And so a truck is probably something that you need. But apart from the occasional weekend runs to the dump, which I save my dump material up in the garage. And then when I get a truck, I load it up and I take it to the, this old garden furniture has got to go to the dump and that sort of thing. And then I save it up until I get a truck to test. And then I load it in the back and go to the city dump with it.
We are constantly getting hay. We are constantly getting heavy bags of feed. We actually have to move the horses from time to time. And so we have this wonderful old Chevrolet, which is a great laborer, but just miserable to drive. It's an old 2500 Chevrolet. I honestly, this may upset some listeners, but I watch people driving on pickup trucks and I'm like, why do you do that to yourself?
Yeah.
It's not the most comfortable thing, but I thought this Frontier, here's a truck that might actually be able to double, do our horse chores and also double as a comfortable daily driver. So I called up Nissan and their head of PR, and I said, we'd like to request a Frontier. And his response was, interesting. And we pitched them on it, and that's what we're doing. I'm actually doing the interview sitting behind the wheel of the Frontier right now. We got a lovely long wheelbase SV. That's one of the things we liked about the Frontier is they offer a long wheelbase model with both a crew cab and a long bed, which is important because one, lots of hay, but two, what we found is that even though a lot of mid-sized trucks have the towing capacity to tow our big our two-horse trailer, which is not very long, they don't have the stability. And you really need rock-solid stability when you're towing animals because they constantly have to counter their balance for whatever you do on the accelerator brakes and everything like that.
So they don't fall down. So this begs the question, several questions.
Mm-hmm.
One of the questions is, how do the horses fit in the Frontier?
Down there fine. We're good. No, but it's actually great for the dogs. We actually have been helping a friend raise a puppy, and he's 5 months and 50 pounds.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, well, we are going to figure out how well this interior holds up because, you know, he doesn't like to stay put in the back seat necessarily.
Oh,
we're trying to find a puppy seatbelt suitable for him. That'll be interesting. But so far, the interior is holding up nicely.
The bite marks aren't staying in the seat then?
No, lots of nose marks. You know, it's funny. I just published our introduction to this long-termer. I've actually been driving it for a couple of months now, but our introduction just published, and I wrote that I kind of feel sorry for this for this Frontier because, you know, most new vehicles, you treasure them and enjoy the new car smell for a while. But this poor girl, we put her straight to work. That was one of the lines in my review that I was proud of, was, welcome to your new home. Now get to work.
I can't wait until you get a note back from Nissan in a year's time that says, there's a strange lingering smell of manure in the Frontier. Could you explain?
Well, you know, it's funny for that very reason. One of the options that we went for, one of the dealer accessories, was a set of those industrial strength rubber floor mats. Because, as I like to say, hay that goes into a mule also comes out of a mule, invariably someplace we need to walk. So
right. Right,
but I have to say, it's early days yet. But so far, we've got a lot of testing to do with this truck. But so far, I have to say, it's holding up quite nicely. It's comfortable, and I like it a great deal more. I'm actually kind of falling in love with it, which is a dangerous thing.
Nissan really did reset the bar with the Frontier because they went to 310 horsepower, and as we all know, horsepower is very important when you have trucks. But 310 horsepower in what is now called a midsize truck in North America, and nobody else had that sort of horsepower at the time. Now, of course, Chevrolet have it, GMC have it, and now the new Tacoma will be 320 horsepower, I believe. So they've sort of exceeded that. So at the time that it came out, it was the most powerful truck in its class.
Well, and I have to say, and it's really, you know, in a truck, it's true, it's torque that matters. And, you know, there's a difference between getting 300 plus horsepower from a turbocharged four-cylinder engine and getting it from a great big giant VQ series V6. And I have to say, it's certainly not the most modern thing under the hood of any truck, but I really do like the way that this engine develops power. And I've always loved the old DQ. You know, this engine has its roots back in the Infiniti G cars from the mid 2000s, 2005, 2006, and there. It's kind of neat to be driving at one of my favorite engines, albeit its industrial cousin.
Yes. No, and I agree with you. I always feel like Nissan, they always can take what's in the fridge and make a new meal out of it, and it's always pretty good.
There's an argument for, you know, again, and the Frontier did take flak, including us from some of the publications, including ours, about not having the latest and greatest electronics. But, you know, there's a basic work ethic for people who actually need to use their trucks for accomplishing their jobs. And I look around, of course, and I see a lot of Frontiers filled with guarding equipment and pool equipment and things like that. And I have to say, I'm really impressed with how well this truck concentrates on work. It's got this wonderful coating in the bed, this factory spray-on bed liner. It's got cleats that I found to be really useful places to tie things down. 110-volt outlet in the bed that I haven't found use for yet, but I'm working on it. I will find something to plug in that I need. Now, but yeah, so far it's proven to be a really nice, I keep saying workhorse, and that's a lousy pun, but there you go.
How many articles will you write, or how much coverage will you give this vehicle so people can follow along?
Well, we should have at least 10, probably close to a dozen over the course of our time with it. I can't give away everything yet, but besides doing our horse work, we've got some really neat stuff planned about off-roading in the truck because it's a 4x4. We're going to look at the best ways to sleep on, in, or around your pickup truck. That will be coming up on MotorTrend.com. I think we're going to do a lot of fun stuff with this Frontier.
All right. Well, it's going to be part of your family for the next few years. What color did you get and what trim level did you get?
Well, we got an SV, the mid-level trim, because that's the only one available in long bed, although it does come with a convenience package, so it has all the stuff that I want. The color was an interesting argument. I wanted fire engine red.
Right, as you
because
would.
Of the sourcing issues, we wound up with blue, which Robin, my wife, who you know very well,
yes.
Robin says, well, blue's a grown-up color. I'm like, what are you saying about red? Apparently, red wouldn't have been grown up.
I can imagine. I just see her in my head. Aaron, blue is a grown-up color, whereas red, immature, just like you, Aaron.
Yes, you're like, I'm a big child. I don't think that's a problem, but apparently my spouse might take issue with it.
That's why she loves you, and that's why we all love you. Aaron, where can people read your stories?
MotorTrend.com. Please visit us on the web at MotorTrend.com.
All right, Aaron Gold is a senior editor and writer there. I enjoy not just hanging out with him, but reading all of his great articles. And ask him one day if you could actually see pictures of him do some of his dress-up shows, because they're also as wonderful as his car reviews as well. Aaron, I hope I'll see you on the road in the next few months or so as we test drive new cars together.
Absolutely, and I look forward to talking to you next month.
All right, Aaron Gold again, the senior editor at Motor Trend, one of the best guys in the world, and you could just go to Motor Trend and you could search for Aaron Gold and you will find all the best articles there about him. Test driving the new Nissan Frontier, his long-term loaner, and now friend of his horses. This is Our Auto Expert. We'll be right back.
Thinking about changing your car?
Get the latest on everything with a Go Pedal
at OurAutoExpert.com.